You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the Kid Counselor, and this is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, I am answering a question from Clay in Australia. And she and a business partner actually collaborated on this question and sent it in jointly. So she said that it's something that she and Joss have both been struggling with. And I think this is definitely something that can be a hang-up for quite a few child-centered play therapists because we're trying to honor the child-centered model, but sometimes we're not really sure how far to take that and to not take it. So the question is, when we are invited to pretend play with the child, how often do we check in and, quote, I wonder during the play? And if you don't know what an I wonder statement is, please go back and listen to that episode. So how often do we check in and I wonder during the play? Are we concerned about the flow of the play? Are we constantly looking for direction from the child? I often feel like I'm interrupting the flow by needing to be directed all the time. So Clay and Joss, thanks so much for the question. I think this is going to be really helpful. So I have some thoughts and I think we'll kind of unpack this together. So I think as an overarching comment, before I dive into specifics, we need to be aware that the premise of the child-centered model and the child-led model is that we are the actor in the child's play. So just like an actor that's given a script and they're in a movie or a play or Broadway or whatever the scenario is, there's a director that is telling someone what they want, and then the actor is responsible for doing their part under the direction of the director, right? So if we put ourselves in that role using that metaphor, we let the child guide and lead and direct. And we only check in or wonder when we've not been directed clearly enough. So we're not constantly using I wonders. We're not constantly checking in. We're only doing it if we are incapable of doing what the child is requesting because we don't have enough information. So let's unpack that a little bit further so that you kind of have a sense of what it is. So if the child were to say, I'm going to be the bad guy and you're going to be the cop and you have to chase me. You've been given a directive. So you know you are the cop, you know the child is the bad guy, and you know that you are supposed to, as the cop, chase the bad guy. So if the child then gets up and starts to run around the room, you've already been told what to do. So there would be no need to check in, to wonder, to do any kind of confirmation whatsoever because the child already directed you. But if the child were to say, I'm going to be the bad guy and you're going to be the cop, and then goes, so come on. Okay, that's not enough information because you know the role you're supposed to play, but you don't know what the directive is. So if the child just goes, you're the cop, let's go. That would be an opportunity to say, I wonder. Well, I'm actually using two, so I'll separate them so that you can see. So I'll use an I wonder statement and then the whisper technique because I was going to go into both. So you would use an I wonder statement. So I wonder what the cop's going to do now. Because you know you're the cop. You just don't know what the child wants you to do as the cop, right? So you would say, I wonder what the cop does next. Or you can use the whisper technique. And if you're not familiar with that, there's an episode on that too. So if you don't know, check back. Whisper technique, you're going to say, oh, okay, what happens now? Right? Because you want the child to give you the prompt so that you can comply. And the danger in not doing that would be you get up and grab handcuffs off the shelf because, quote, you're the cop. And the child goes, no, you're supposed to go over to the jail with the keys. And so there was a moment where you didn't check in. You didn't have the accurate information. And therefore you made an assumption that did not allow the child to follow the direction of the play. So let me kind of circle this back. If we are given any kind of prompt where we are able to follow the directive of the child, that is enough. The only time we try to get more information, the only time we ask clarifying anything in the use of the whisper technique or the I wonder statement, it is so that we can accurately stay involved following the child's lead. So only if you've not been told enough, that's when you do it. And I've had a lot of therapists, especially in my virtual training groups, say, well, I feel like sometimes I need to, you know, I just say like, well, I wonder where they're going to go next. And here's a related aside. Unless it is therapeutically necessary to know what is going on, we don't use I wonder just so kids will talk to us. So a child is actively playing out a Martian invasion, and all of the Martians are coming from outer space and they're landing on Earth, and they have this whole plot. We would never say, I wonder why the Martians are coming to Earth. That is irrelevant in the child's story. So we would never ask for more information just because we want to know. It has to be therapeutically valuable for us to do that. So that's a related aside, but that was a noteworthy sidebar. Okay. So the only other thought I have for you, Clay and Joss, as far as, because you said, I often feel like I'm interrupting the flow of the play by needing to be directed all the time. So if we get information, so the child says, I'm the bad guy, you're the cop, you have to chase me. Our response should always be, you want me to chase you because you're the bad guy and I'm the cop. So you're essentially reflecting content, right? One of our three reflective responses. So you're reflecting content, but it is to confirm that you understand what you're supposed to be doing. So if you repeat it back to them and they go, yeah, go, then you follow ahead because you've been told what to do. And as soon as the child wants you to do something else, they will immediately stop you and redirect you. So they'll go, no, don't do that anymore. Now you're going to. And so then you go, oh, now I'm going to grab the handcuffs if the child told you to get the handcuffs or whatever. So you will confirm through reflection of content what the child has told you to do. But it is a statement, not a question. So it's not, you want me to chase you? Even though that's a statement, but it turns into a question with the inflection at the end, right? So we would say, I'm going to chase you now because I'm the cop and you're the bad guy. Yeah. Okay. And then you get up and do what you were told. Now, did the child maybe want you to run in circles and you only run in zigzags? Yes. But until they tell you run in circles, you can run however you want because all you were told was chase the child. So you chase the child the way you think you're supposed to. If they want you to chase them in a different way, they'll tell you. That is the child-centered, child-led, and child-directed model. They give you prompts as you need to be prompted. So I hope that's helpful, Clay and Joss. Thank you so much for the question. Thank you for reaching out. And it's so nice to have two Aussies that are reaching out and asking questions. So thanks for your question. If you have something you'd like me to answer on air, please email me at brenna@thekidcounselor.com. If you'd like to get much more in-depth training from the child-centered model, you can find out more at playtherapynow.com. And I look forward to speaking with you again soon. Thanks so much for the time you spend with me each week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.